7th District Legislative Update with State Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
Last week, we got big news about the budget. We got a revenue forecast that showed our deficit is about $7 billion. And then the Senate Democrats proposed a tax increase of more than $17 billion. But if our problem is $7 billion, why is Olympia talking about raising taxes $10 billion more?
Well, first of all, I would call that fuzzy math. Second of all, the $7 billion is a real number. That's what we have shared all the way along. It's a very real number. But what the $17 billion really reflects from them is they don't want to make any course corrections whatsoever. Now, folks, I don't know that you and I and businesses and families across the state of Washington can do that with their same budgets, but this is what they're doing. They do not want to make the hard decisions that need to be made in order to set our state on a better course correction. And folks, what we're going to see in the waning weeks of the legislative session is, are they going to be able to continue to do the same thing? This is a budget crisis caused entirely by irresponsible spending. But what I'm proud is that Senate Republicans have shown there's a third way. There is a way to do the important things, the foundational things that the state of Washington should do, like continue to, you know, fund education, to make sure that our vulnerable Washingtonians are taken care of, to preserve the programs they need, to make those smart investments in public safety, and really demand the kind of accountability and belt tightening that we're doing all across the state of Washington. These taxes are stunning. The wealth tax, no other in the country. It's going to push wealthy job creators out of state. That means job loss, folks. And the property tax one, to me, is the most offensive. No limits whatsoever. Population growth plus inflation without a vote of the people. I'm struggling a little bit because this is so insane. Senate Republicans built a budget on priorities and shown that we could do it with nominal growth in spending. That's what I believe people expect. We handed this budget proposal, it's a real budget proposal based on real numbers, to Senate Democrats. They could have taken pieces and parts. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But if they're going to come to Washingtonians and say that we need tax increases to amount to $10 billion more than they need, folks, that means they don't want to do the real work.
7th District Legislative Update with State Senator Shelley Short. I'm Tracy Ellis.